This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
Hi everyone from New York. It is 20 to 10 at night. I've just finished a long day of qualifying. There was lots of rain in New York, and Liam managed to win today, and we're into the last round of qualifying for tomorrow. So I'm recording this now because the weekend is going to be very busy with the end of qualifying. And of course, if he can make it through, then preparation for the US Open, which starts on Monday or Tuesday for him. Anyway, today's nugget is about finding a way to deal with tension, anxiety, or nerves. It is impossible to get through life without any crises. People tend to interpret crisis usually as a negative situation. Crisis can be both positive and negative. Ultimately, it's important to realize that even a negative crisis can be positive if you learn from it and it strengthens you, so that the next time a similar crisis arises, you will have the experience and knowledge to deal with it differently. It effectively gives you the chance to fix the past for the future. Examples of positive crisis could be an upcoming job interview, a tennis match, a date, or a choir performance. Any of these things will make you nervous because whenever we want something to turn out well, it is natural for us to fear the alternative and get nervous. Whether it is a positive event or a really testing event or crisis, one thing is for sure, we will have to manage our emotional response to it. I like to think of these moments in life as storms that blow in and out. Some storms clear the air, whereas in a negative crisis, such as losing a job or a few matches in a row, make us nervous for the same reason that we want to win or land a job. We begin to fear that the outcome, either through the desire to get a positive result, or we begin to fear we are no longer good enough to get a positive result. There is a subtle difference to these two fears, where one comes from a desire to succeed and the other from a hope that somehow things might go right, but we're more or less expecting them to go wrong. There tends to be more confidence in the one and less in the other, but both create anxiety and stress. The rainwater that falls during a storm is very helpful in nurturing plants and cleaning cities, whereas other storms are so violent that they wash away plants and leave devastation behind them, so that we have to rebuild. Remember though, whenever we have to rebuild, we have knowledge of what was there before, and effectively get the chance to build back better. No storm lasts a lifetime, so hunker down and manage a crisis as well as possible, with the comfort that the sun will always return. When dealing with nerves, think of them as an alarm clock, waking you up to get ready for action. Back in history, nerves would be extremely helpful because the danger could be a scout from another tribe looking to attack, or a dangerous animal in the vicinity. We would need the nerves to kickstart the adrenaline in order to take action quickly. Of course, in modern life, rarely is there anything that causes us immediate physical danger. So we know that we can just metaphorically press the snooze button. The snooze button in sport equates to freezing, and in a job interview, into things such as dry mouth or not knowing what to say, kind of going blank in the head. Both these situations can be managed by taking action, forcing yourself in sport to move your legs and to focus on the processes you need to go through, which is why you practice so much. And if you're in a job interview, again, if you've prepared well, you know that you have the knowledge inside you, but if it seems to be missing, take a deep breath and maybe take a sip of water before starting to talk. Whatever the storm is that you're navigating, remember the mountain, i.e. you, will remain standing intact after the event. Often a great help to performance is acceptance. And it's very healthy to admit, for instance, to an interviewer that you really want the job and that you're very nervous, but understand that you need to perform even though you're nervous, and could they just have a little patience? Accepting how you feel and then doing something about it is the key to getting through any storm. And just like storms, sometimes there will be damage, but you will almost always be able to rebuild. And if not, you may have to just build something different or go in a different direction. As with everything, remember, difference does not automatically mean worse. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and please spread the word if you feel like any of my nuggets are helping, so that I too can be encouraged to continue with the effort to share each week. Thanks a lot, and speak again.
Sports Social Podcast Network.